Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Jesus told the disciples, don't just shout because the devils are subject to you. Let me tell you what you ought to really be shouting about. Yeah. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen. Thank you.
That means more than we know.
Yes.
It means we have rights as citizens in the kingdom of God. He's building us homes and abodes and mansions there. Destined, being trained right now to rule and reign with Him forever. We are the kings He's king of. Destined to rule and reign. Ordained to glory. Can you say amen? So why should we get all bogged up and focus so much on stuff down here that we forget God? Millions do. But it's ignorance. He said, seek those things which are above where Christ sits on the right hand of God. How many knows Ephesians says that's where we are too?
Yeah.
Right? That's where we are. He said, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, how many understand cars are not, is not my life. Clothes, jewelry, money, houses. That's not my life. What's my life? What's your life? Christ Jesus, the anointed one. Now that's not supposed to be religious talk. That's supposed to be reality.
Amen.
Is it reality to you?
Yes.
It is to me. I said it is to me. I mean, nothing I have would mean anything without Him.
Amen.
Right? There is no blessing there. No friend, no family member, no thing, no money, no object. Could you enjoy? Could you have like you should without Him? Everybody said out loud, He is my life.
He is my life.
I'm in Him.
He's in me.
I desire Him.
Above all.
Hallelujah. He said, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then you'll also appear with Him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. How many understand idolatry is alive and strong and rampant today? Even among those who do not have statues in their house. What do you mean? He said what? Covetousness is idolatry. It's the same thing as praying to a rock. What do you mean? The first commandment. You shall have no other gods. Right? Above Him, beside Him. No other gods. Just one God. Went on to say in Deuteronomy, He's a jealous God. No other gods. You don't pray to anybody else. You don't talk about anybody else. I don't have any other religion's Bibles in my home.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I'm very cautious about even saying their names. There is no other God. There's only one God.
Amen.
Right? Everything else called God is false and is a lie and is a deception. There's only one God, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. One. Right? He's my God. And I love Him above all. There's nobody who's in competition with Him in my life. As the years go by, all my friends know, all my family know, everybody around me knows, don't make me pick between God and you. We don't have to, but don't make me. Don't say, well, if you're going to follow the Lord, you'll have to leave me. Well, whew. You're out.
Amen.
We won't have to pray about it or think about it.
Right?
Right? You must love Him above. How many understand if you do love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, you're not going to be hung up about money or stuff. Everything you have is His.
Right.
You'll do what He said do with it, when He says and how and where.
Yes.
And to whom.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
Now, you know, it'd be nice if it was really that way with everybody. But the truth is, it's not. So many people are covetous. And the Bible says it is idolatry. Covetousness blinds. I have seen otherwise intelligent businessmen. I've seen ministers who know God. But they got dollar signs in their eyes. Businessmen I'm thinking about right now, somebody came along and it's always, you're going to get big, rich, quick. And they begin to get these dollar signs in their eyes and just become, well, for lack of a better word, stupid. Just let somebody lead them right down a path and you strip them and clean their plow. And standing off from the side, you're thinking, surely they're not going to do that. Sure. And they did. Why? Covetousness blinds you to the leading of the Lord. You might want to write that down. Covetousness blinds you to the wisdom of God and the plan of God. It blinds you. And all of us can relate. There's nobody in here who's never been covetous. I tell off on myself. You want me to tell a story on me? Sure you do. It's not you, is it? You're next, right? You going? Our first sports car we ever bought. I'd been wanting one since I was a little boy. A new Corvette. I wanted one from the time I could remember. And finally got to where we could buy one. Years, years and years. And we went, I'll never forget it. It was in 86. And we went to the dealership and we found it and we drove it. And we thought, man, this is great. I found a few little things that weren't quite right with it. And it wasn't exactly the color that I liked. But it's a Corvette. Now, do you hear how this is going already? How many understand that when God does something in your life, it's not close. It's not almost. It's not just about. It's exceeding abundantly above all you asked or thought. Never, ever will God come back to you and go, you know, I know you asked for this, but this is the best I could do. That will never happen. And so we thought we had the deal and, so we came back in and sat down. We had a deal. We had a contract. And they went up on me. How many thousands of dollars? Just standing right there in the little cubicle. We already had a contract. It's right there, the figure. They said, well, you know, those cars are in high demand. We're going to have to add this. How many understand what time is it now? It's time to get up and go. Right? It's time to look at the guy and say, no, I'm sorry. No thanks. And leave. But no. The keys to that car are laying on the desk. I'm this close. And then they begin to explain how it would only be a little bit more per month. Somebody said, what'd you do? Well, I'm telling you the story, right? I got the car. I missed it. Had trouble with that car. Weird stuff. Right after I got it, I'm going down the road. And just beautiful day. Nobody else around. And all at once, boom. Blowout. A rock had bounced under the car and wedged inside the wheel and turned and broke a giant hole out of the wheel. Dumb stuff like that. How many understand it doesn't pay to be in the acceptable will of God? It's better to be in the perfect will of God. And there's been times, don't misunderstand, I enjoyed it and, you know, we finally got out of it, but it wasn't God's highest and best. What will blind you to God's highest and best? Covetousness. Covetousness says, get it now, anyhow. Hell with you, you understand that? No, get it now. When does your flesh want stuff?
Now.
Does your flesh want to wait?
No.
Well, we'll just order one. It'll be in 6 to 8 weeks. Your flesh like to hear that?
No.
No. Especially not in our drive-through microwave satellite age. We want it when?
Now.
Yesterday would have been better.
Yeah.
Covetousness says, get it now, anyhow. And see, covetousness is willing to get things by questionable means. Covetousness is willing to obtain it through wrong ways and methods, or either stand by and not look while somebody else does it. Why? Because you want it. Your flesh wants it. And at that point, you want that thing more than you want to please God. Every one of us in here has done it. But it's bad. I'm telling you, it's what Adam and Eve did in the garden. It's bad. It's idolatry, the Bible said. It's like praying to another God. I know we haven't seen it that seriously, but that's what the Bible says it is. No, friend. I told you this the other night, and maybe it was prayer night, Wednesday night, and it bears repetition. Brother Kenneth Copeland said this one time. I wrote it down. I never forgot it. He said, if I can't get it with my faith, I don't want it in my house. I don't want it anyway or anyhow. We studied Abraham, what kind of man he was. And when the kings of Sodom, when these individuals came and offered him all this stuff, I mean, we're talking about the wealth of cities. What did he say? He said, no. I'm not going to take a shoelace from you. Nothing. Why? Lest it be said that you, see, these are ungodly people, you made Abraham rich. I'm not going to have it said that way. How many understand it's not just important what you got, it's important how you got it. We don't just want a bunch of stuff, we want the Lord to be glorified. Right? We want it to be seen. He did it. He did it for us. It matters hugely how it happens.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Master Key and the Main Problem, you may write to War Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R702. That's R702, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.